An old school building in Albany will be transformed into a high-tech teaching and research center. The recently announced plans call for a $20 million renovation of the former Albany High School building on Western Avenue into the University at Albany's College of Engineering and Applied Sciences. Dr. Kim Boyer is the dean of the college.
We're going to build out a fairly fully featured College of Engineering and Applied Sciences. We will, over time, develop a full range of engineering disciplines. We're starting with computer engineering, which builds on an existing program in computer science. We'll also do electrical, bio, environmental, mechanical, and systems over time. And that college will be a fully featured college. By that I mean research intensive, bachelor's, master's, and doctorate programs across that spectrum of disciplines.
I think most people have a pretty good idea of what's meant by engineering, but what is meant by the term applied sciences?
Applied sciences really refers to applied, in our case, basically applied natural sciences. So that will include computer science, which is really an applied mathematics type of discipline. It could include other ancillary programs that we may develop over time. It will include informatics, which we already have just starting, and programs like that.
And engineering, when we hear that word engineering, people, they think, well, these are the people that build things, these are the people that design things. But engineering, that definition just doesn't cover it all. Tell us more about what is engineering in this in 2016? What does it mean?
To me, engineering means science and service to society. Engineers are really the professional innovators who will, in large part, build the nation's wealth. If you look at the relationship between economic health and the per capita representation of engineers in a population, whether it's at a region or on a national or international level, those populations with higher concentrations of engineering talent, even if they're not all functioning as engineers, tend to do better economically. So engineering is where science gets turned into economic development. So that's really the way I think about it. And engineers, or people with engineering educations, don't all become engineers, although many do, probably most do. But there are openings or options for them to go to medical school. Two of my former students are now professors of medicine. Law school, management, business. The CEO of McDonald's is an electrical engineer. So there are a lot of options because of the problem-solving skills that they develop.
Do we have enough engineers? Is there an engineering shortage in America?
There is. I get a press clipping sort of thing every morning, and it was a news clipping sort of thing, and it's not unusual. Virtually every week, there's something about the concern for enough STEM graduates, to use the more broadly based term of science, technology, engineering, and math, and there's a lot of pressure on the government to increase the number of H-1B visas for technical people to be brought into the country and so forth. So clearly, we're not producing enough of our own talent.
Why? It must start early. It must start somewhere in the elementary schools, junior highs, high schools. Where does this problem begin?
I think it begins somewhere where you were just saying, in elementary, junior high school. And it's a hard thing for me to nail down, for any of us to nail down. If we knew the answer, we would have probably solved it by now. But typically, I think part of it is that we're leaving roughly half of our brain power on the sidelines. We have a challenge attracting enough women and underrepresented minorities into the discipline. I don't know. It's hard to get at the sort of societal roots of that problem. But I think nobody puts the possibility, nobody puts that option in front of them. And if you watch television, there are lots of interesting lawyer shows and lots of interesting medical shows and police shows and so forth. Nobody does any shows on engineers.
Tell us.
So it doesn't have quite that same cachet, perhaps.
Sure. Tell us more about the new building. You'll be renovating this, obviously, extensively. What kind of work needs to be done there?
Well, right now what's being done is a new roof is going on it, and they're doing asbestos abatement and that sort of thing, just to make it safe and ready to go. But it's a high school. It was a high school. The bones of the building are spectacular. It's a beautiful building, but it shows its age, and it's configured to be a high school, which means it's broken basically into classroom space. We need to create space for faculty offices. We need to create different types of classroom space. We need to create laboratories, both for research and teaching, and so on. So this is a, you know, these are the kinds of things that need to be done in the building to really reconfigure it and make it ready to go for a first-class engineering program.
We briefly touched on the engineering shortage in this country, but a lot of today's engineers seem to be coming to this country from other countries. Is that true?
That is true. We import a lot of our brains, to be blunt about it. A lot of students, my graduate students over the 30-some-odd years I've been an engineering educator, have overwhelmingly, not all, but overwhelmingly been non-U.S. citizens when they started with me, many from India, many from China, and other places. And they come here for the opportunity because we have the best engineering schools in the world. And most of them then stay, which is good for us. It's good, you know, it's a brain drain to their home countries. So in that sense, it's good for the United States, for us, that they stay. But it would be nice to create more of our own homegrown talent.
We must be doing something right, though, if those foreign students are coming here to learn.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As I said, our engineering schools are the best in the world.
Dr. Kim Boyer is the dean of the University at Albany's College of Engineering and Applied Sciences.